Thanks for coming and talking with me on the Egg Show, Samuel. This is about the Mackenzie Applied Research Association this week on the Egg Show, and you're with them. So can you tell me a little bit about what MARA does?
Thank you. MARA is a nonprofit, producer-driven organization, and in northern part of Alberta, and what we do is to provide tools and resources to the farmers in Mackenzie County to increase the public awareness of our agricultural rural and environmental stewardship. And we do this in two different ways. One is research, and the second one is extension. Research we do by addressing current economic and environmental issues that the producers face in both research and then demonstration. And then we also link up with scientists and then the postgraduate secondary school, postgraduate institutions in order to provide extension to the farmers so that they'll be able to improve and then adopt all these practices that we experiment on.
Okay. And what kind of research are you guys doing currently?
Currently, we basically do adaptive applied research. We do regenerative agriculture, we do soil health, and then we do forages, we do soil carbon sequestration. We also do forages. What I mean by adaptive applied research is where we basically have a shorter growing season. So most of the crops that do better in the southern Alberta mostly come from more in our region. So we basically focus on early maturing varieties. We see them here, and then we're able to know which ones will be good for a farmer. One particular challenge that farmers over here faces yearly is selecting the right variety for their crops to seed. So we conduct research and then be able to provide data for the farmers so they know of this particular crop. If I grow this crop, I'll be able to harvest in this region. We also focus on soil health. Basically, over the years, all the trials which have been done on soil health, the focus has been on the chemical analysis. And then the recommendations that they give out is apply fertilizer on the soil. But we go beyond this. We do both the biological, we do the physical. The reason being that is that we treat soil as a living thing by focusing on the biological, the microbes in the soil. We look at the structure, we look at the aggregate. So with this, we can pinpoint that the main challenge in this soil is not about adding more fertilizer. It's about making sure you put in microbes. We need our microbes in the soil to aid with the crop growth and then also improve nutrition, minimize disease and pests. And then we also do regenerative agriculture, where our aim is to reduce fertilizer application, reduce herbicides. We seed more than one crop, and then we are able to minimize cost of production, maximize production and then profit, while at the same time we'll be conserving the environment.
Yeah, and you had mentioned there a lot about soil. Do you guys do a lot of soil health trials and projects?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the projects and trials being done this year, some like key ones that are being researched?
Okay, so on the soil health, we are working with the post-secondary, one with the University of Alberta, and then CARA Soil Health, and then one soil health in the state. So what we are doing is we want to validate the soil health condition. So we are doing this work for 5 years, and this work already began in 2019. So what we are doing is we take samples from every field that we visit, and then we put in the GPS, get the exact location, so we'll be able to come back the following year and then be able to sample on that same spot. So we do this, and then we take samples at two different depths, 0 to 6 inches and then 6 to 12 inches. We take samples for the biological analysis. We take sample for the physical analysis, and we analyze. And then the results tells us the management practices that a farmer is doing. And then we can make a recommendation that because you do more tillage, that's why you have less carbon in the soil. So if you minimize tillage, this is what we are likely to expect. So based on the management practices the farmer has covered over the years, we'll be able to predict and then be able to improve the soil, not only focusing on fertilizer, but focusing on other little things, such as putting in maybe inoculant, such as using biostimulants, such as those simple things which are able to increase yield, be able to improve the plant health, where the plant is able to withstand pests and diseases, and also be able to compete with weeds.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool that you guys do that stuff. Now, I know the research season is underway, and there are lots of events going around with other applied research associations. Do you guys have events planned for this summer?
Yes. We have a field tour which will be coming on August 12th. And one unique about this year's field tour is we are going to commission our agronomy center. And this agronomy center is, we have some funding from Western Greenhouses Foundation. And then, so this is basically first of its kind in northern part of Canada. So, and unfortunately, we are the first in Alberta to win this grant to put in this agronomy center to boost research and extension in northern Alberta. So we'll be commissioning this particular center, and then we also include a field tour where farmers have to walk through the plot, ask questions, what they see, what they think about the crops, how does that differentiate from what they have on their field, and how can they improve their production by what we do on our field. So this year's event is going to be a unique.
You guys have all the plots in Fort Vermilion?
Yes, we have all the plots in Fort Vermilion.
Mm-hmm. And where are you guys located?
We are located in the 5901 Riverwood, and that's in Fort Vermilion. And basically, if you mention to anyone the experimental farm in Fort Vermilion, the person will take you there.
Perfect. Now, I know that you guys have a lot going on, and it takes a lot of hands to make sure that everything is right. How many people work with MARA, and do you guys take in summer staff to help?
Currently, we have six employees, and then two will be starting next week. So in total, it will be eight workers for the season.
Awesome. And that will be great to have some extra hands to help out, right?
Yes.
Just my last question here. What does MARA do that most people wouldn't know about?
And that's a very good question. So one thing MARA does which most people are unaware is MARA does not only conduct research and provide extension to farmers. I personally, I'm an environmental farm plant technician, so I'm able to help farmers who want to get their certificates in the environmental farm plan from the government. I can help the farmer, walk the farmer through the process, and also assess, and the farmer can get a certificate. And any Canadian agricultural partnership program which a farmer wants to assess grants from the government of Alberta, I provide guidance, or we provide guidance to the farmer, being able to guide the farmer in the application process, being able to get those grants. For instance, just last year, we were able to assist eight farmers to get the grant from the government to start a dugout on their farm. And each farmer had, the government paid 50% of the cost for all the eight farmers who applied. So that's basically one unique thing that we do. And then also we do field scale trial, because some of the farmers keep asking, You do small plots, and I do full scale. I do 200 acres. You do just small plots. So, how does this translate into what I do? So we also do a field scale. We do about 250 acre trial on a field, so we'll be able to provide not only the recommendation but also assess the cost benefit analysis for a farmer to know that this particular practice is good for me to adopt.
So more of a large scale, so farmers can see what happens on a bigger area.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today on the River Country Egg Show, Samuel. It was great having you on.
Thank you. It's good to have you too.